Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. You know how sometimes things that seem reliable can actually be kind of risky?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's what we're tackling today, those software systems that businesses have been using forever.
Those legacy applications.
Yeah, exactly. Legacy applications. They're like that old comfy chair that's maybe got a few springs poking out, but you just can't bring yourself to get rid of it.
Right. You know, it works, but is it really the best option anymore?
Exactly. So today we're diving into an excerpt from Unlocking Hidden ROI, The Strategic Benefits of Legacy Application Retirement.
Catchy title.
Yeah, right. I know. But seriously, could saying goodbye to these old systems actually be a good thing? Could it unlock some hidden value?
Well, to figure that out, we got to start with the basics. What exactly do we mean by legacy application?
Yeah, good point.
It's not just about how old the system is. It's more about whether it can still support a modern business effectively.
Makes sense. Mm. But sometimes it feels like these systems are like so ingrained in how a company operates that replacing them seems impossible.
Oh, absolutely. It can be daunting for sure.
But this excerpt throws out a pretty shocking statistic. Get this. Maintaining legacy systems can eat up like 10 to 15% of a company's annual expenses.
Whoa.
Just for upkeep.
That's a huge chunk of change. Imagine what you could do with that money if it was freed up. You could invest in new tech, hire more people.
Yeah, or just like, you know, take a nice long vacation.
Uh-huh, right. But seriously, those costs can really add up.
Okay, so let's break it down. What are we talking about here? What kind of costs?
Well, you've got the obvious stuff like maintaining those ancient servers, paying for licenses on software that nobody even uses anymore.
Right, right. The stuff that just keeps the lights on.
Yeah. Exactly. But then there's this whole other beast called technical debt.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
It kind of is. It's like financial debt. It accumulates interest over time. The longer you ignore it, the harder it is to deal with.
And the consequences can be pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. This excerpt says that almost 70% of data breaches happen in organizations that are still hanging on to these legacy systems.
Yike. That's like trying to run a marathon with ankle weights on.
Exactly. You might make some progress, but you're definitely not going to reach your full potential.
Okay. So we've got the cost side of things, but what about the opportunity cost?
Right. Think about all the resources, talent, computing power that you're pouring into just keeping these old systems afloat.
All that energy could be going towards innovation and growth, right?
Exactly. What could your company achieve if it wasn't chained to these outdated systems?
Now, that's a question worth pondering. I think we've laid out the challenges pretty clearly. But I'm curious, what does this excerpt say about the potential benefits of retiring these legacy applications? What's the upside here?
Well, they call them retirement benefits.
Retirement benefits sounds like a pretty sweet deal for those old systems.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But actually, the real benefits go to the company. Think about it. Slashed infrastructure costs a whole bunch of IT staff, suddenly freed up reduced licensing fees.
Wow, it's like a weight lifted off everyone's shoulders.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving money. It's about freeing up resources to do amazing things.
It's like hitting the reset button and suddenly having all these new possibilities.
Precisely. And this excerpt actually lays out a framework for how companies can calculate the ROI of retiring their legacy applications.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just a guessing game.
Right. It's about factoring in all those costs we talked about, but also taking into account the potential benefits. And, you know, it can be pretty complex.
The excerpt mentions something called a matrix that outlines all the different cost elements. Does that help make things clearer?
Well, it can break down things like hardware costs, licensing fees, data center expenses, even electricity consumption. It helps paint a more complete picture of what these systems are really costing you.
Okay, so we're getting a handle on the numbers, but what about the less tangible benefits?
Ah, yes, those are important too. Things like improved efficiency, happier employees, a stronger security posture, reduced risk. All these contribute to a healthier bottom line, even if they're harder to quantify.
Right, it's about looking beyond just the immediate numbers and seeing the bigger picture. How does retiring these systems impact the entire organization?
Exactly. It's a holistic approach.
So we've covered the costs now. Let's dive into those potential benefits and how companies can actually make this transition happen. Where do we even begin?
Well, one of the biggest benefits is a boost to operational efficiency.
Okay, I'm listening, but can you give me an example?
Yeah.
Like, how much smoother can things really run?
Okay, imagine a company using this ancient inventory management system. It's slow, it's full of errors. Employees are wasting hours just entering data manually.
Oh, I can picture it.
Right. Now picture them replacing that with a modern cloud-based system that just automates all that stuff.
Okay.
Boom. Real-time inventory data, automated ordering, seamless integration with their sales and accounting.
That sounds amazing. So less time out of the tedious stuff means more time for strategy and, you know, actually connecting with customers.
Exactly. And it's not just about IT efficiency. It's about the whole organization and happier employees.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When employees aren't bogged down with tech that's constantly breaking, they can actually focus on their work.
Right. And this excerpt highlights a crazy statistic. 90% of businesses say outdated technology is limiting their growth and efficiency.
90%? That's wild. It's kind of scary to think about how much potential is being wasted because of these legacy systems.
It is. And it's not just about efficiency. Remember, we talked about security earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Huge. In today's world, data breaches are a constant threat. And these legacy systems, they're often the weakest link. They just don't have the modern security features you need to protect sensitive information.
It's like leaving your front door wide open and hoping nobody walks in.
Exactly. And remember that statistic about 70% of data breaches happening in organizations using legacy systems.
Yeah, that's a sobering thought.
Mm-hmm.
A data breach can just wreck a company's reputation.
Not to mention the financial hit.
Exactly. It can take years to rebuild that trust. That's why modern systems are built with security as a top priority.
Right. They've got features like encryption, multi-factor authentication, regular security updates, all that stuff to help keep data safe.
So it's about moving to a more secure environment, not just trying to patch up the old one.
Exactly. It's a proactive approach to risk management.
I like that. And I'm guessing compliance is another area where these modern systems really shine.
You got it. So many industries like healthcare and finance, they have all these strict regulations about data protection.
Right, HIPAA and all that.
Exactly. And legacy systems, they often struggle to meet those requirements.
Because they weren't designed with those modern standards in mind.
Right. They might be missing things like audit trails or access controls.
And that can lead to some hefty fines.
Right? Yeah. It's a compliance nightmare. Modern systems, though, they're often designed with compliance baked in.
So it makes things easier and reduces the risk of penalties?
Exactly. Retiring those old systems can actually help companies stay on the right side of the law and protect their reputation.
So it's not just about avoiding headaches. It's about building a more secure and compliant foundation for the future.
Exactly. And that brings us back to ROI. We've talked about cost savings, but it's clear that there are all these other benefits that contribute to a healthier, more resilient business.
It's like investing in an insurance policy for your company.
I like that analogy. When you think about the potential cost of a data breach or a compliance violation, modernizing your systems starts to look like a very smart move.
You made a strong case here, yeah. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
But what about the risks of making such a big transition? Companies have been relying on these systems for so long, can they really just switch them off?
That's a good question, and you're right. It's not a simple process. It takes planning and careful execution. This excerpt suggests a multifaceted approach, starting with a thorough assessment of your current systems.
Okay, so figure out which ones are really holding you back.
Exactly. Prioritize those for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need a clear migration plan. Choosing the right replacement systems, making sure your data is safe during the transfer, training employees on the new tech.
It sounds like a lot. How do companies make sure this transition goes smoothly without everything falling apart?
Well, you don't have to do it all at once. You can phase out legacy systems gradually, starting with the ones that offer the biggest ROI and cause the least disruption. And communication is key. Employees, customers, partners, everyone needs to understand why this is happening and how it will benefit them in the long run.
Right. Manage those expectations and make sure everyone's on board.
Exactly. And this can't just be an IT project. It needs buy-in from leadership.
Oh, definitely.
Leaders need to champion this change, articulate the vision, secure the resources. They need to understand that this isn't just about tech. It's a strategic initiative that can transform the whole organization.
So we need leaders who are tech savvy, but also visionaries who can inspire their teams through this process.
Exactly. It's about leadership and vision.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, from the hidden costs of these legacy systems to the potential benefits of retiring them and the importance of planning and leadership. It's clear this is a big topic with far-reaching implications.
It really is. And as technology keeps evolving, the need to address these challenges is only going to become more urgent.
Okay, so for our listeners who are still on the fence about tackling their legacy systems, What's the most compelling argument for taking action?
I think it's this: retiring legacy applications isn't just about fixing what's broken. It's about unlocking hidden potential. It's about freeing your company from the limitations of outdated technology and giving it the power to innovate, grow, and thrive in this digital age. It's about embracing the future.
I love that. It's about shifting from a mindset of just maintaining things to a mindset of growth and possibility. Speaking of the future, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how emerging technologies like AI and cloud computing are shaping the future of these legacy systems.
Yeah.
Are these old systems going to become extinct, or can they adapt and integrate?
That's a great question, and it's not a simple answer. These new technologies are playing a complex role. In some cases, they're actually helping to extend the lifespan of legacy systems.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I was expecting you to say that these old systems are doomed. It's kind of mind-blowing to think that these legacy systems could actually have a place in this new tech world. So how are these emerging technologies changing the game?
We'll take AI, for example. It can be used to automate a lot of those manual processes that make legacy systems such a pain. You can use AI tools to pull data from those old databases and make it usable for modern applications.
So it's like building a bridge between the old and the new.
Exactly. And cloud computing offers a similar opportunity. Instead of completely ripping out and replacing a whole legacy system, which can be super expensive and disruptive, you can move parts of it to the cloud.
So you get to keep some of the core functions, but you also get the flexibility and scalability of the cloud.
Right. It's a hybrid approach.
Is there a specific situation where this kind of approach would be the most beneficial?
It's especially helpful for companies that have these really customized legacy systems that are like deeply embedded in their operations. You know, completely replacing those would be a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it makes sense to modernize strategically.
Exactly. And there's another trend that's worth mentioning, these low-code, no-code platforms.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those.
They let people build applications without needing to write a ton of code.
So even non-programmers can create solutions.
Right. They can connect to existing systems, even legacy ones.
It's amazing how many options companies have now.
It is, and there's no one right answer. The best approach depends on the company's specific needs and what they're trying to achieve.
It's about finding that balance between keeping what works and using new technology to grow.
Exactly.
The big takeaway here is that legacy systems don't have to be a barrier to innovation. They can actually be part of the solution. This deep dive has been so eye-opening. I'm seeing these systems in a whole new light.
I'm glad to hear that. It's not just about the systems themselves. It's about understanding the bigger picture of how technology is changing and what it means for businesses.
You've given our listeners a lot to think about, from the hidden costs to the potential benefits and the importance of planning and leadership. So what's the one message you want them to take away from all this?
I'd ask everyone listening to think about this. What legacy system in your life, personal or professional, might be holding you back? What could you achieve if you let go and embraced something new?
That's a great question to ponder.
Retiring a legacy system isn't just about fixing what's broken. It's about opening up new possibilities and embracing the future.
I love that. That's a perfect note to end on. For our listeners who want to learn more, we'll include a link to the full excerpt from Unlocking Hidden ROI in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of legacy applications.